Hi, we're checking out some of the events of October 5 when Cliff Richard performed with The Shadows for the first time. It was 1958. Shake a baby, shake a honey, please don't lose. The first James Bond movie was released on this day in 1962. Sean Connery starred in Dr. No.
I admire your courage, Miss...
Trench. Sylvia Trench. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
And Monty Python's Flying Circus debuted in 1969.
And now for something completely different.
October 5th birthday, Steve Miller is 75. With his band, he had hits like The Joker, Take the Money and Run, and Abracadabra. Former AC/DC lead singer Brian Johnson is 71. He called it quits a couple of years ago, saying he'd had a good run. Here he is talking about joining the group after the death of Bon Scott.
On a telephone call, they wouldn't say who it was. You know, they just said, I'm sorry, we can't tell you who it is because of the fact that there's been a bereavement in the band and we don't really think it's time to let anybody know who the band is. I've never been for an audition in my life. You know, I kind of go to London, you know. I can't afford it.
Sir Bob Geldof is 67. The Irish singer-songwriter put together Live Aid and the charity single Do They Know It's Christmas in the mid-80s after previously having this hit with his band The Boomtown Rats. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. Aussie actor Guy Pearce is 51. He went from Neighbours to Hollywood.
She decided who was to live and who was to die. That decision belongs to God and God only. Why did she not leave that choice up to him?
And Nick the Honey Badger Cummins is 31. The Australian rugby player became the centre of attention on The Bachelor.
I'll tell you what, she comes marching down, she's dressed up like a pet lizard. All right, she's looking sharp.
There's some of the things we're celebrating on October 5.